We start, is there not one maiden breast, at measure 22 on page 55. To rescue such an one as I from his unfortunate position. Alas, there's not one maiden breast which seems to feel the moral beauty of making worldly interests subordinate to sense of duty. And then we skip to measure 56 on page 57.
If you will cast your eyes on me, however plain you be, I love you, I love you, I love, I love you.
Alas, there's not one maiden here whose homely face and bad complexion have caused to disappear of ever winning man's affection.
Not one.
No, no, not one.
Not one.
No, no, yes, one. 'Tis Mabel. Yes, 'tis Mabel.
Sisters deaf to pity's name, for shame! It's true that he has gone astray, but pray, is that a reason good and true why you should all be deaf to pity's name? The question is, had he not been a thing of beauty, would she be swayed by quite so keen a sense of duty? For shame, for shame, for shame, poor wandering one, though thou hast surely strayed. Take heart of grace, thy steps retrace, poor wandering one, poor wandering one. If such poor love as mine can help thee find a true piece of mind, why take it, it is thine. Take heart, no danger lours, take any heart but ours. Take heart, fair days will shine, take any heart, take mine. Take heart, no danger lours, take any heart but ours. Take heart, fair days will shine, take any heart, take mine.